We have, I just, the Shmuz really is not on, is on the Rashi. Rashi really quotes the Medrash. And I like to just, it's the same Medrash. If you look at the Medrash, in the three line, four lines down from the top, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Chanan, Kol Mi Shelo Lachar Bo Misharayas, V'Soyf Achim Osam Yitzaro. Which means, whoever runs after, rather, the Madness Kuna says, Pirish Rashi, Kolomar Soyf Mizana In Krovosov Ubinosov Shein Basar Mitzaro. The road Hoya Melofit Achaz Nus Meforesh Rosso. Okay, so there's, and you'll see in the other four different, in other words, we'd say Lot was a person who was, had a taiva for his nus. Two different shatim, how we know, either because, from what we're going to see in Rashi, later, that from the later in Medrash, or because of, we have in the, in Lech Lecha it says there, but, okay, we'll learn this way, it's simple, from here we learn it was Lot and Achaz nus. And he, since he had this tire for his nose, he ended up in Mizana with his daughter. Right. What, before I went to the Rashi, but, which gets into this a little more, but just a fascinating thing in the Medrash, which caught my eye. If you continue, if you skip a few lines in the Medrash. Amar Rav Tanchuma, Bar Rav Chia, Mishem Rav Hoshea, Tergumei. In Kol Shabbos, the Shabbos, She'ein Karim Bo Parshas Shalot. So you look here at the Matnas Kuna, he says, and he learns it, that there was no Shabbos that we don't read Parshas Shalot. Ulai Hoya Kach Min Hagam, Kidei Rahate Sha'o Me Arayas. That is, he says an amazing thing, that the minig in the time of the people in the Medrash, that the minute in the time of Chazal was they had an extra laning every week they took out and they reined it, they read it from the Torah or they read it from the Psitter. It was a thing to read over this story of Lot, because it keeps people away from Arias, which means it's an amazing thing. You know, there are many nicem in the Torah that this Parsha of Lot, this little story that Lot was Mizana with his daughter, is such an amazing Musar Shmuz that they had a minig in Klai Yisrael, according to the Matnas Kuna, and he says other people, other Mepharshim in it the same way, that every week they leaned it over to go ahead and to give over this Chiddush, this Musar Shmuz. So, I want to get a little bit, such an amazing Musar Shmuz. What was this amazing Musar Shmuz that Chazal got? I mean, I don't see the big Shmuz. It was a person, and he had a taiva, and he was Mizana. The guy who was a lowlife, he's Mizana with his daughters. There are people that Mizana with their daughters. Like, okay. So let's look at the Parsha. Basically, what happened in the Parsha was, it was just to get the Psukim, is that there was a Parsha, that story in Amora was wiped out. And they ran away. And it says, and the daughters of Lot thought that there was no one left in the world. And therefore they said they wanted to have children to keep the world going. So they said, let's get our father drunk. And then while he's drunk, we're able to have, you know, relations with him. And it says they did it the first night, and one daughter did have to be with him. And then they did it the second night, and the second daughter had to deal with him. Okay. Rashi brings that when the first daughter, the guy, so he, it says that that the first daughter did it, and that there's a dot on the kuma. Now that they did it, the pasuk says that al yada b'shichva u'bekuma, that Lori did not know when she lied down with him and when she got up. So Rashi says the kuma shall b'chira nekuda. There's a dot in the by the b'chira nekuma. Right, because it says v'layada v'shichva u'bekuna nidetadat. So it's like telling you that's not really true. Lo yamar shebekuma yada. Bible says the fashion of lo yada. So the Goraya says it means he didn't really know, but he knew a little bit. He knew something. Yes, he didn't know exactly what happened. He didn't know, but he knew something at the kuma. So what does it say in the Pasuk? It says clearly in the Pasuk that, in other words, that what happened is they got Lot drunk. Lot knew the first night that something happened. He didn't know exactly what. And he went ahead and he got drunk the second night, and he was Mizana the second time. And that's this Rav Levi's words. If Lot wanted to be Mizana, if he had a taiva to be Mizana, he's our super bal taiva, what'd they have to get him drunk for? Why'd they just go over to him and say, listen, we want to have a relation with you. Fine. Now the whole taiva, it seems pretty clear from the psukim that Lot would have never, ever agreed to be Mizana. The only thing that he did was that when the first daughter was Mizana with him and she got up, he had some simen that something is funny, because he knew something. And that's what the Goraya says. He knew, realized, he didn't know that she, he had, you know, a relation with her because he was drunk when it happened, so he had no recollection. But he noticed that she was lying next to him or something, so he had some reason to be nervous. And the whole time on him is that the Nishma Leo Shani. In other words, he should have been suspicious. Maybe this is what's happening. That's a possibility. And because he's suspicious, he should have been Nishma Leo Shani. So what it means is that more than that, it doesn't seem that Lot would have done. If that Lot went ahead, it's smashed out from the Pusik. If Lot really would have known, if the daughters would have asked Lot straight out to be Mizana, he would have said, of course not. And if Lot would have known, even that the first daughter did it, he wouldn't have allowed himself to go ahead and get drunk the second night. The pshat is, he didn't know. The Pusik's the fetish. Pusik says that Lot yada bikuma, but he knew, but he had reason to suspect. So he went ahead and he wasn't careful. He allowed himself to get drunk, and therefore he allows himself to get drunk. So I don't know. It's very schwer. If Lot, what's going on? If Mimanasha, if Lot wants to be Mizana, he's your Mizana. Even if they would ask him, or even if he knew. If Lot doesn't want to be Mizana, so since he has reason to suspect, so he should be Mizana. I don't understand what's happening by Lot. Does he want to be Mizana with his daughter, or doesn't he want to be Mizana with his daughter? So if he wants to be Mizana, so he should be Mizana with her. What do you have to get himself drunk, and what does it have to be that he doesn't know what's happening, and he didn't realize that he didn't know the girl, he didn't really know that the first daughter was Mizana with him? Sadly, he wasn't Mizana, a taiva, so he's going to grab the opportunity. Edomai with all his taiva, not going to be Mizana. So how come, seems from Rashi, that there's a tefiyah in him, he knew, and he realized it, and he's doing it. So obviously, what Pshat is that the Pshat here is that Lot has mixed feelings. He basically wants to. He doesn't want to. So what does he do? So if you would ask him straight out to do it, he would say no, because his feeling of Yirah Shamayim that he doesn't want would overcome his taiva that he wants, and he would say no. So then how come? But now he had good reason to suspect, and he knew what's coming. It wasn't mukhluk, but it was pretty obvious. So how come he went ahead and he wasn't nishma? And that's kufa. It's according to the way that they think that that's good for the proof that he was Lord on Arias. It seems it's because what it sounds like is that Lot was, you know, there's this negia that he wants to do it, caused him to put himself in a situation where he'll do it by accident. That's what it seems to be shot. Lot would never do it on purpose. I'll never do it on purpose. But he has a strong desire to do it. So what the desire to do it makes is that he closed his eyes. He really should have figured it out, but he didn't allow himself to figure it out. And it's a fascinating thing. If he figured it out and he didn't know what's going to happen, he doesn't want to do it, so don't do it. Because you don't want to do it. But his desire that I want to do it, so when his brain starts figuring out, oh, you know, I bet you're going to be desire. No. So he denies it so that he can have an excuse to do it. Which means that even though he would not want to do it, but his desire to get him to do it will make him do it by accident when it really shouldn't have been an accident. That's what's going on here. There was no reason why this should have happened accidentally. He was supposed to know, he should have been aware that's going to happen. And it was very easy for him to be aware. And he probably, on some level of bias, maybe he was aware. But because he had a desire, he didn't allow himself to become aware. So this is what the Chazal is saying. A person who has a taiva to Arias, what the taiva to Arias does is it causes you to be nikshel by accident when you really shouldn't be by accident, because he blinds you to the obvious, intentionally blinds you, and then you do it with the excuse of accident. It's very similar to we were saying in the Musa Seder, that when the Seas Hasharim says, and we were taught by one of the groups, when he's talking about a person who doesn't do Zahiris, he says, Hine David Adosh Ezekiel Chayavane, Kiakashe Shodom Dea Vesekiel Lahata Tabu Vomit, Eight is talking Shigirse Lahavim. He got chopped off. But the guy wants to. It's not that you didn't notice. You want not to notice. You have a Negia. It's Yirse. I want not to notice. Because if I'll notice, Avada, I'm not going to do it. But I want not to notice, and therefore I don't notice. So that's exactly what happened by Lot. There was everything. Lot was smart enough. It was obvious. It was simanim. There was no reason why Lot couldn't figure it out. But he didn't want to figure it out. So he didn't want to figure it out. So therefore, he ended up doing it by accident. So I think that's the tremendous Musa Shmuz here. We have to read the Chazal saying, they're not saying a Musa Shmuz that there's someone who's a lowlife who has tremendous taivas and mizana with his daughters. And you read in the newspaper that someone is mizana with, you know, his daughters, oh, you know, that's a Musa Shmuz. We should read that every week. That there are lowlifes in the world is no chiddush. The Borg is fakir. Lot is a person who would never be mizana. He's a person who intellectually, he's a Yerush Shemayim, so to speak, he's on a Majeg. He would never be Mizana. If you ask him, do you want to be Mizana? Of course not. And he's going, oh, I would never be Mizana. If you try to entice him, he would say no. So he says, oh, thank God, he's just like me. But the fact that he allowed himself to keep his Yetzer Hara alive. He keeps this desire out of it. What is it? I have a Yetzer, but I'm not giving into it. I keep my Yetzer. Maybe he enjoyed the pleasure of having the taiva, I don't know. But he kept the Yetzer, or he allowed himself the Yetzer. I don't know why, but he has this Yetzer. But listen, I'm going to control it. I'm never nifshel. I'm not going to be nifshel. I have Yerush Shamayim, and I'll never be nifshel. So there's a tremendous thing. What happens is that the taiva goes ahead and causes you to make mistakes, that you end up being nifshel by accident. That's guaranteed. The other thing, it's a call, it's a guarantee. It says, a person who has this taiva, the nature of this time will be strong enough that it's going to cause you what you don't want to do, you're going to end up doing it. That's a tremendous Musar Haskel. Again, if he wanted to do it and he does it, it's not a Musar Haskel. If a guy wants to do it, of course he'll do it. Okay? A guy wants, there are bums in the world that want to do terrible things. But I don't want to do a terrible thing. But the Musar Haskel is that if you allow yourself, you don't work on removing the taiva, or you do things that brings out the taivas, and you expose yourself, and you get these strong taivas, you should realize that what the taiva does is it causes you to deny reality, and then later you're guaranteed to be nichshol in the worst thing, because you're gonna play this trick on yourself that you know. And as you know, and you fool yourself that you don't know, so that you should do it. And that's already a very scary thought, because it means that I know things I'm gonna notice there are situations where it'll be blatant that it's usher, and I'll know, and I'll be able to figure it out. And the taiva will go ahead and blind me that I will deny it to myself, that I won't know, and then allow me to do the aveira. And if I'm blinded, I'm always going to be nichshol. It's a call, because you won't see it. And as a person feels, I don't have to be worried because I have Yiras Shemayim. But Yiras Shemayim is not going to help you, because the time is going to make that you don't see it. Even though it seems obscure, because if I see it, if I have a Yiras Shemayim, I don't want to do it. So why should the time make I don't see it? My Yiras Shemayim, I should see it. But that's always the taiva makes that you don't see it, and therefore, and as the taiva seeing it, so to speak, and seeing that, oh, it's a great opportunity to do the aveira, denies it so that the Yiras Shamayim can get in, so that you end up doing the aveira. So this is what happened with Light, that even though he would never do the aveira, but because of his taiva, he denied the reality, and then he ended up doing it with an excuse of an eyeness.